written very small, so I'm just going to watch there, I guess. Okay, more or less. Welcome, everybody. My name is Paul Serkoy. Can you guys hear me on the back? I guess. How many people saw my talk yesterday? Oh, okay, quite a few. Okay, nice. So you guys will have like the real picture. I'm going to give a talk about how to write a Dynarec step by step. A little disclaimer, I'm not going to explain how to write your Dynarec step by step. I'm going to explain how I did write mine. What's a Dynarec? It's kind of a slang in emulation scenes. It stands for Dynamic Recompiler. It's basically a JIT compiler, just-in-time compiler for binary translation. And to understand what a Dynarec is, you need to understand what an interpreter is. An interpreter will read instruction by instruction and simulate them. On the other hand, a Dynamic Recompiler will take a chunk of instructions and simulate that chunk of instructions by generating code for the host CPU. The reason why we want Dynarecs is they're just fast. Like, I'm not talking 50% faster, I'm talking 10 times faster. My own Dynarec is called Lightrec. You can click on that link and give it a star. Thank you. It's a MIPS to everything Dynarec for PlayStation emulator, notably PCSX. I started working on it in 2014 as a side project. And the reason was why I decided to work on it was because for me, Dynarec was just black magic. I just didn't know how they worked. I didn't understand how they work. And the best way to understand something is to just do it. I wanted to do another Dynarec, but with something that, you know, that brings something to the table. And the thing I bring is it's a cross-platform Dynarec. If you can imagine a CPU that's not M68K, it can run on it. It uses GNU Lightning as the code generator, and that's how it achieves the cross-platformness. GNU Lightning is the code generator. I was talking about it yesterday. That supports all kinds of architectures. It runs on PC. You probably used it already without knowing it. It's the Dynarec in the PCSX Liberator core. It runs on GameCube. It runs on Dreamcast. Runs on other platforms, on Wii U, etc. Before even considering writing a Dynarec, you need to have an interpreter for various reasons. The first one being it's important to emulate the rest of the system, of having a system that works with the interpreter before trying to go into writing a Dynarec. It also provides a baseline that will allow you to compare the behavior of the Dynarec versus something that you know is working correctly. Having an interpreter will allow us, or me in this, to introduce the Dynarec little by little, and I'm going to talk a bit more on that later. In my own Dynarec, it's complementary to the Dynarec. Basically, anything, any piece of code that is just too hard to translate, I just don't, and I just run the interpreter on it. I'm going to introduce a few concepts, the first one being a block. A block is a set of consecutive emulated instructions from the entry point, which I call also PC address. PC address will be entry point of a block. Entry point is, for instance, if you have a jump to a given address, that given address is the entry point of a block. And it ends at an unconditional exit point. For instance, if you have a jump or a branch somewhere else that is not conditional, that's an unconditional exit point, and I'm stopping the block there. The reason why I'm creating blocks like that is that at compilation time, you just have no clue about what the code is going to do. For instance, if somewhere in your block you have a unconditional branch that to a given address that uses the address stored in a register. You need to know the value of that register. Maybe you don't